Next question is Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. First name is Filberto, P-H-I-L-B-E-R-T-O. Sorry, it's P-H-I-L-B-E-R-T, Filbert Perez. Date of birth is 3-4-59. This is a 63-year-old gentleman with history of anxiety, depression, and bipolar disorder, period. Patient currently taking Seroquel at 50 milligram. He used to be on Seroquel 200 milligram, and he states that this medication is not helping his depression. He's not suicidal. Surgery, he's had numerous shunt replacement because of hydrocephalus, has a VP shunt in place. Also has had numerous surgery on his right leg because of a industrial accident. COVID immunization, non-medication, Seroquel, as was stated. Allergy, Buspar, Xanax, Remeron, Zyprexa, review of system, weight loss, not eating. Anxiety is a problem, not sleeping, needs higher dose of Seroquel, has been tried on different psych medication, none has really worked for him. Hospitalization, recent hospitalization was because of abdominal pain in the emergency room. And subsequently was placed in a mental hospital where he was discharged. But he states not on the right dose of Seroquel. Social, he's a, used to be a crane, C-R-A-N-E operator for Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, RAP, W-R-A-P. Used to smoke, used to drink, but has quit. He's divorced, has two children. Moved from California to Houston to be close to his son. Patient reports no hypertension, diabetes, except for depression and psych issues. Family history, mom died of Alzheimer's, dad died of liver cirrhosis. An exam patient is a thin 63-year-old gentleman with terrible dentition. Blood pressure is 145 over 90 or 88. Pulse is 82, respiration is 18, heart positive, one positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck shows longevity, dentition is poor, skin shows decreased turgor. Over here we have an assessment, here we have a 63-year-old gentleman with history of depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. Patient medication have been streamlined, he needs a higher dose of Seroquel, which I'm going to refer him back to a psychiatrist for increased dose. Patient blood pressure is stable with no history of hypertension in the past, no diabetes. Patient may need home health to evaluate his medication, but has no diagnosis consistent with hospice care and or nothing to indicate that patient has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.